For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A Missourian Republican lawmaker pre-filed a constitutional amendment to legalize recreational marijuana in the state. St. Louis Public Radio State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what's in the legislation.
Shamed Dogan, a Republican from Baldwin, says his proposal does a lot more than just allowing adults to use cannabis recreationally.
It expunges the records of people who've been convicted of nonviolent marijuana offenses and has anyone who's incarcerated for nonviolent marijuana offenses be immediately released from prison.
Dogan says he also doesn't want to make the same mistakes that Missouri is seeing with its medical cannabis program, particularly capping the number of people who can grow or sell the drug. He wants less bureaucracy and doesn't want the state to regulate it. He wants it left up to local municipalities. His proposal would tax the drug at 12% and would require it be properly tested and labeled. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Keep in mind that this is a pre-filed bill. There are still a lot of legislative hoops to jump through before Missourians could see the proposal on their ballots. St. Louis recorded its worst homicide rate for 50 years in 2020, even though the total number of homicides last year fell just short of the city's all-time record. Police say 262 people were killed in St. Louis last year, five less than the record of 267 set in 1993. But because the city's population has declined since 1993, the homicide rate was much higher in 2020. The number of coronavirus cases in Missouri has now topped 400,000, and hospitalizations remain at a high level on Sunday. The state reported 2,305 new cases and 19 deaths to give it 401,761 cases and 5,562 deaths since the pandemic began. Cori Bush was among the hundreds of federal lawmakers sworn in yesterday to the U.S. House. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the congresswoman representing a huge chunk of the St. Louis region is focused on police accountability measures.
There are a host of reasons why Bush's swearing in as the first congressional district congresswoman is significant. She's the first black woman ever to represent Missouri in Congress, and she's part of a progressive bloc that could have a big impact on influencing legislation. But Bush is hoping her experience as a frontline protester after the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson will move the needle on policing policy.
When you have that actual lived experience, when you can speak about it from the standpoint of I was there versus I heard about what happened, you are able to inform legislation differently.
Bush was appointed to serve on the House Judiciary Committee, which often hears bills dealing with law enforcement issues. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
And I'm Rebecca Smith. KBIA News, Columbia.